Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad you're able to join me today, and I believe you're going to be blessed by some of the thoughts that God is going to minister to our hearts as we share the Word together, beginning today and into the next few following days. We're going to be looking at Psalm 116, which is a beautiful psalm of thanksgiving, portraying the psalmist's experience of God's grace. But before we go there, I'm always very sensitive, or try to be very sensitive, to those who are listening and to obey the Holy Spirit, because the sentiments and the thoughts that are expressed in this psalm is representative of the kinds of things, the emotions, the feelings that we experience in our personal lives. That's why God was so gracious to anoint David, Asaph, and the others who brought together the beautiful collection of the Psalms to be able to help us to relate in our time of trouble, in our time of sickness, in our time of discouragement, in our time of affliction or persecution. We can hear the words and the thoughts of those who've gone before us, who were anointed by God to share their thoughts and their experiences, and we can learn from them. And so, before we go into this psalm, though, let's just take a few moments to pray. Father, I thank you for every listener. And Lord, I'm so grateful that you are, as once we've accepted you as our Lord and Savior, you're with us all of our days. Lord, we're creatures of habit. We don't like change. And sometimes when we go through things, we're just unsettled because it requires new demands on us. There's new challenges. And Lord, the world we live in is a very fearful world. We are so grateful, Lord, that Jesus overcame the world. He told us, Lord, to be of good cheer because he had done that very thing. And so, Father, I want to pray for those now who are going through difficult times. Lord, those that are being burdened, not only with the situations in their own lives, but burdens of concern for loved ones, for family, for friends. And Father, we thank you that we have one of the greatest tools, the greatest privileges in the entire universe, Lord, and that is to be able to have your ear, to be able to come in your presence through prayer, and to be able to present our petitions before your throne of grace. And so, Father, we're doing that right now, and you see the needs of every individual. Those who are suffering from physical illness, Father, the stripes of Jesus provided for our healing. And I rebuke sickness and release the healing virtue of Jesus Christ into those bodies. That headache has to go in Jesus' name. That swelling in the legs has to go in Jesus' name. That flu has to go in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you that you're just, and that high blood pressure to come down in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you that there are those that are waiting for a report from the doctor. And Lord, I'm praying that it will be a good report. Lord, that there will be no major crisis or illness. Lord, I thank you for restoring health to your people, divine health. Lord, it is your will for us to prosper and be in health as our soul prospers. And so, Lord, our primary concern, my purpose for this broadcast, Lord, is to see your beloved people prosper in their souls, and to put you first in your kingdom, because, Lord, you said if we would do these very basic things, all these other things that we have need of, and the things that we desire will be added to us. And so, Lord, I thank you for your anointing which destroys every yoke. Thank you for touching your beloved. Thank you for touching your people. And Lord, give us cause to always rejoice for all that you have done for us. Lord, there are many times we don't feel like it, but even if we do it by faith, Lord, it's precious in your sight, because, Lord, our souls then shall be even as a weaned child, as David described, that we are able to be taught, we're able to learn from the scriptures, and whether we're up or down, you are worthy of praise. Thank you now for your anointing, Lord, on the word of the Lord, on this broadcast, and on the remainder of the broadcast this week, that your beloved will be strengthened and encouraged and inspired to continue keeping on and pressing on toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of Christ Jesus. We thank you for it. Amen and amen. Well, as I shared, I want to, with you, look at Psalm 116. And it's a beautiful psalm of consecration. He shares some very deeply personal and thought-provoking questions. He asks, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits unto me? And we're going to be looking at the seven things that the psalmist outlines for us to do, things that we can and should do during every season in our life. But it's a beautiful, in general, a beautiful psalm of thanksgiving, portraying the psalmist's experience of God's grace, as well as the effect it had upon him, the spiritual impact that affected his life. Now, he's not specific. Probably that was the Holy Spirit, don't you suppose, as far as the nature of his crisis, so we all could relate to the things he was feeling. The nature of his crisis isn't clear, but there are hints of, in verse 3, let me just share that, the sorrows of death compassed me, the pains of hell got hold upon me, I found trouble and sorrow. Sounds like it could have been physical illness. And then it's very clear in verse 11, there was persecution. I said in my haste, all men are liars. We have no idea the context in which he said that, but obviously he was experiencing a very low time in his life, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, as well as circumstantially. He does not, and this is the precious thing, as an example to us, as difficult, even though he doesn't detail all that he went through, he doesn't wallow in a lot of personal details, but rather he focuses attention on what God has done. And beloved, no matter where you're at right now, no matter what prayers, what cries you have unto the Lord, whatever petitions are before the throne of grace, one of the best things you can do is to remember what God has done in the past, the way he has delivered you in times past, the things that he has accomplished in your behalf, the doors he has opened, the heaviness that he's lifted. He has done so much for us, but when we're just finite creatures, and so when we get in a bind, and when we get in trouble, and we're in the midst of a battle, that's all we can see, fear, feel, or think of and experience is what we're going through, because we are creatures of time. Aren't you glad the Lord is so patient and long-suffering with us? So, we want to be looking, in fact, let me just take a little bit of time, and I want to share, because some of you may not have the scriptures with you, maybe at work or driving. I want to begin reading. He says, I love the Lord, because he hath heard, that's past tense, my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious, gracious is the Lord, and righteous. Yea, our God, he's talking to us, beloved, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple, the humble. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. That's a confident declaration there. I believe, therefore, have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. I'm going to stop for a moment. Have you ever done that? When you've been in a time of real crisis or calamity, you've made promises to God. Oh God, if you'll do this, if you'll hear my prayer, if you'll only move. And we make promises. But the important thing is, when God does answer, are we faithful to fulfill those promises? And the very next verse doesn't seem to fit in. He says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints, whether he is relating to family or loved ones, or perhaps because of his own personal experience, he was so close to death, he began to be aware that he really had nothing to fear, because the Lord, yea, though he walked through the valley of the shadow of death, the Lord is there with him. Lord, truly, I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Well, my time is gone. We just had time to share the entire psalm together. But tomorrow we're going to begin to look at the setting and what are the actual instructions that are being given to us. And I pray that you'll be able to join me. If at any time you miss a broadcast or would like to rehear it, I invite you to go to our website, Unveil Christ. You can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But as I always do, I do invite you to write and share your prayer requests. My heart is prayer. My heart is to stand in support of God's people. I know what it is to go through hard times when your heart is breaking and you still had to keep going. So I invite you to write. If the Holy Spirit is moving on your heart, he's got a reason for doing so. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.